Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the How to Fail podcast. As you already know, starting a business is not often just about the money. You do want to create an impact in your society. You want to create job opportunities. So, even with all our talks about starting small, starting alone, building your business from the ground up, at some point, a sign of growth will be when you start to employ people. Believe it or not, this place or this part of any startup is often the break or make part. You might do everything right, but then at this point, one bad decision could affect the business for a long time. So, let's look at today's topic, the place of duty and love. I don't know if you've ever heard this popular saying that love is the debt of duty. Love is the debt of duty. And people say it so much. But what if I tell you that love is not necessarily the debt of duty? What if duty or your duty is also your love? As long as you love your duty, they are basically one and the same. And this is where or what you look at when you're considering employing people. When you want to start taking in hands, you want to get a partner in your business, this is what to look at. To consider that the place of duty and love are the same. Meaning, as much as this is your duty to do something, that duty itself is also your love. It should not be in contrasting positions. So, here are two scenarios I've observed for most business startups. You know, there's a popular saying where people tell you to be professional. I hear that a lot. With any slight thing, you hear someone say that person is not professional, or this person is being professional. And I've met a lot of persons who somehow display professionalism by being mean. In the sense that they would have employees who would tell them they are sick, or they were hospitalized, or they had an accident, or their mom just died, you know, something very deep or concerning, something that could either make or break the individual. And the employer would go, how is that my business? Look, this is business. You're being unprofessional. Your excuse is not professional. And, you know, they sound almost inhumane. And for some reason, that has come to be numb, and it's basically accepted. I do not recommend this because that's not professionalism. That's just being mean. That's taking away heart and soul from your business. And any business without a soul would not thrive. All right? So, especially for a startup, you know, multinationals are allowed to, you know, start doing soulless things. They've gotten that high already. But for a startup, you need a soul. Now, am I now saying you play the second scenario? Because there is a second scenario. There's always another side to this where your employee tells you that they are sick, or their mom just died, or they were just hospitalized, or they had an accident, you know, and they probably don't show up on time, or they don't deliver on the project, or they miss deadlines. And you do not react like the first boss. You understand. You humanize the situation, and you ask yourself, what if it was me? So for that reason, you understand and tell them, don't worry, I'll be fine. You even help with their bills and send them gifts and, you know, probably call an office prayer and say, okay, you know, we need this person to get back on their feet. And you show support. Judging from how the human being work, everyone has a good excuse. So if you can consider one person for being sick and you consider another person whose mom died, you should consider someone who fell off, you know, their mode of transportation that day, you know, but and showed up late. So many consideration up for you. When you start doing this, you being humane, imagine a scenario where someone was supposed to deliver something and a client was waiting on that thing, believing that the moment it comes in, that's when payments will be made. And if you miss a deadline, payments will not be made. And for a small startup, it's not like you have three or four persons doing the same job. You probably have one person doing that very job. And that person gives that very valid excuse. And, you know, you understand. And you don't blame them. But they missed their deadline. Do you realize that your clients would not understand that your employee had an accident. They would just not pay. As far as they are concerned, your company is not competent. Do you not see how that works? So, you'll be curious. You cannot be the main boss who, you know, does not take rubbish because you want to be professional. And you can't be the human boss because the truth is, you do that, you lose that client. You consistently do that, you will lose a lot of clients, and that would lead to the end of your business. And you don't want your business to die. So you're wondering, what role do I play? How do I keep my feet on the ground and still be human? Well, let me be cliche here. Find a balance. Everyone says that, but no one really explains what it means to have a balance. So I'm going to give you five tips. Yes, five tips as to how to create your balance. Step one, you must understand, like I said, the place of duty and love being one. You must love the value your business offers. You must love the value that your business offers. So as long as that is a target, you are looking at the bigger picture. It's not just about the individuals around you. It's not just about what people will say of you. It's not a perception thing. The value your business offer means so much to you. You understand that someone is depending on your value. You understand that you are clothing poor kids. You understand that you are feeding the sick. You're creating a technology that could change the world. You're making business to be easy with your e-commerce platform. You're doing something that would change someone's life. That value you're offering is your love and your duty. That would help you when deciding. So for you, your action will not come from a place of you trying to be mean. Neither will it come from a place where you're being complacent or over-understanding, for lack of better word. But every action you take will be determined by how much you love the value your business offers. That means so much to you because you know that there is a bigger picture. It's not about you. It's not whether you're sick or you're dying. Neither is it about the people that are working for you. It's not whether they are sick or they're dying. It's about the persons out there understanding that if your business does not deliver, 1,000 people might not have clothes to wear. 10,000 people might not be able to come out to shop because there's a pandemic and they need your platform to shop. You know, and understanding this, the bigger picture mindset, helps you make your decisions, helps you put your feet on the ground while being balanced. Because for you, it's not about you, it's not about them, it is about the value your business offers. Now, the second part, number two, the love of your business. Yes, the love of your business. Because let's paint this picture. Imagine if you see a beautiful monument and it's amazing and you love it. And you come this year, it's standing, it's neat. You come the next year and, you know, it's looking a bit dirty, but it's still beautiful. And you come the third year and, you know, no maintenance, it's dying. Something that was built to be so amazing, the lack of maintenance killed it. Believe it or not, that's the role money plays in your business. So if you love your business, you love the money that comes with it, knowing that your business is dependent on the money that comes in, you would also see it as a bigger picture. So when employing people, when making decisions with the people that work for you or work with you, you're not making those decisions from a personal place. You're making it because your duty is to love your business also. Remember, your first duty is to love the value your business offers. Your second duty is to love your business also. Love the money that comes with it. It is necessary because without money, that office space that you know you paid for and is looking neat, you might not be able to pay for it the next year. You need that money to keep it. So when your employees or your team members come in and they go, oh, I like my office, and they like taking selfies to put on Instagram because their office space look clean, remind them that you need money to make it look like that. You need money to keep it like that. So that love of money is necessary. But you see, there are two things to love. That's why there's a balance now. We've done first the love of the value that your business offers, and second is the love of your business as well and the money it comes with. So let's get to number three quickly. Number three, the love of those who care about the value your business offers. The love of those who care about the value your business offers. Now, when you're interviewing people, right, you don't just employ them because they sound smart or they look good. Find out how much research they did about your company. Find out what they plan to contribute to your company. Find out if they are tricked by the idea of what your company is doing. You don't just want people who want to survive. You see, there is no passion connected. I once gave a scenario. When you are employing a nanny, you don't just employ a nanny that is, you know, looks good and seems like they've been in doing the nanny job all their life. You know, you have your kid nearby and you want to see if your kid can connect with this nanny. You want to see if this nanny is comfortable with kids. You want to see if the nanny is okay with your kid's state of health and they are okay with how your kid looks, or if your kid drools a lot and they are still fine with it. There must be like a passion between the nanny and your baby. You see, your business is your baby. We've said this before. The same way, whosoever you're bringing in must treat your business like their baby, like they must see themselves as nannies to your baby, right? So this is where that love comes in, the love of those who care about the value your business offers. So you love the people that work for you, as long as you see this love comes with a condition. Like, this is not agape love right here. In business, love comes with a condition. You love them. Why? Because they care about the value your business offers. You know that they also see the bigger picture. They would fall ill and they would show up. You know, I had people who would be sick and they would walk with me overnight and they would tell you, look, we need to meet that deadline. You promised me a raise. And they are crazy about it. You know, it's not just because of the raise. They want to meet that target. They're obsessed with delivery, right? Those are the kind of people you want to work with. It's not just about them. You see, they don't think, oh, it's about me. They don't think it's about you. Sometimes they don't even really care about you as the owner of the business. What they care about is the value your business is offering. They can see that 10,000 people are depending on your business. They understand the role that they play. They know that if they are not talking to customers right on the phone, that customer would not come back to shop, and that customer could go hungry because there is no other platform that can give them what you're giving them. They value your values, right? Those kind of people, you love them. You will treat them right. So even when they tell you they are sick, you would understand. You would even go, no, take the day off. And you will be surprised that when you give them the day off, they will go home and they are still working, right? So it helps you to be a good boss. But you know that it's easy to love them. Some people make it easy for you to love them. Those are the kind of people you need in your business. Number four. The love of those who help you share your business value. Now, the first badge of people, the third badge of people that I just talked about, those who care about the value your business offers. Some of them could be family members. So you see, it's not all of them that need to work for you. Some of them, they genuinely care about the value. They are happy you're doing what you're doing. They're happy you're touching lives, but they might not necessarily get you customers. So another badge of people to consider when employing are those who love to share your business value. Have you ever seen employees that talk about their company? I know someone who consistently brags about his company, not about himself or his skill. He will tell you, you don't know the kind of company I work in. Like, he tells you, look, no matter how good your other team is, bring 10 people from your team, 2 people from my team will break you down. He's that confident. He sells his company like they pay him to sell. Sometimes you're asking, do they pay you extra to do this? And he goes, no, he's just passionate about selling his business. So every day, every time I see him, all I think about is I want to do business with this guy's company. I want to one day meet his boss. I want to one day meet his team. I am drawn to his business to his company, because he's talking about it. And guess what? He's not the owner. He's an employee. Funny part, he's one of the least employees in that business, but he's so passionate about that business. Same way, when you are employing people, you want people who have that same passion, who love to share your business, because loving your business value is good, but if they don't share your business, you won't get customers. And remember the love number two, which is the love of your business and the money it comes with. So you need those group of people. Those people make excellent business developers. They make excellent marketers. They make excellent salespersons. They know how to talk about your business. You could have someone who is delivering, you know, like the people we talked about in the category of love number three. They love the value your business is offering, so they will be working, they would stay and work all night, but they might not be able to tell people about it. So you see why you need this group in number four, people who want to share your business. You need them. Now the last group, so we don't take so much time, the love of those who are the recipients of the value your business offers. which is the love of customers. The moment you are employing someone, find out if that person would love your customer. Put them through a drill call. Let them pick a call from a customer who is very rude and see how they would handle it. Would they lose their temper? Would they drop the call and go, what kind of stupid person is that? You might think, oh, it means nothing. The people talk about customers like, the truth is, if that person is talking bad about your customer and then the person goes out in public and go, do you know the stupid people that call our company to deliver service? They are so terrible. We don't have one good person as a customer. There might be a customer standing by hearing that, a potential customer who will hear that and go, wow, is this how they talk about people who do business with them? I would not want to do business with these people. You now see how risky that is. You want to employ people who not only love your business and not only love the value that your business is offering, but they also love the people who are receiving the value. They love your customers. Not because of the philosophy that the customer is always right. That's not really logical when you think about it, because it's like saying a mad person is always right or a sane person is always, you know, like it's too general, because you never know when a mad person could be your customer, a sane person could be your customer, a giant or a short person could be your customer. There are different category of customers. So when you generalize it to say all customers are right, that's very illogical. But what this statement truly translates to is this, that every customer is important to the point where you love them enough to give them their say. Not because they are right, but you love them enough to let it go, to go, okay, I will do it for you. Why? Because I love you. That's how much your business duty becomes. Where your duty is love itself, your business will thrive. Do not try to separate them. Do not try to play by the old statement that that love is the debt of duty. Rather, let your duty be to love. And this will keep your business going. This will help you in deciding who you want to work with, who you want to partner with, who you want to work for you. And I'm believing that your business will keep soaring and would not fail. So, from me to you, with a little bit of sense, but a whole lot of love. Cheers.